7 after the hour. It's Monday, the Monday Marathon, August the 20th. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of August. Pretty amazing. Jennifer and Doug and whoever else wants to hang around with us, good day. It's a good way for you to find out what the top topics, the top stories, top items of the day. Tony Scott, the director of lots of big films, committed suicide.
Oh.
Jumped off a bridge in Los Angeles County last night. His most recent film, Unstoppable, which was a great flick, Denzel Washington and Chris Pine.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It was a very good movie. He also directed The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, the revival Deja Vu in 2006. He directed Enemy of the State, which was one of my favorite movies. I think that was a great movie. Crimson Tide, True Romance. He directed Beverly Hills Cop 2. Top Gun is how he really got started, I think. So you wonder what pushes somebody to do this. And I haven't seen anything that basically figures out, maybe you have, as your nose around, Jennifer, figured out what it is that made this guy feel like things were so desperate that he jumped from a bridge. And I mean, you look at him, he looks like a seasoned, solid, professional guy, 68 years old, being investigated.
He did Top Gun, too. I didn't realize he did that.
I just said that.
Hello, he did. I was blinking, I think.
It was, I think it was yesterday afternoon. Vincent Thomas Bridge, spanning the San Pedro and Terminal Island area in Los Angeles Harbor.
Kind of where the cruise ships come in.
Right. A dive team pulled his body from the water. And so that's it. You got to wonder what in the world would push somebody to do that. I found a note in his car parked on the bridge. Note listed contact information. Suicide note found in his office. Came originally from England, lived in Beverly Hills. He was producer and director Ridley Scott's younger brother. You see their name on a lot of things these days. Associated with Gladiator, Blade Runner, Alien, Prometheus this year. A lot of action films. So apparently he was a thrill seeker himself in his own personal life. Rock climber, liked to drive fast cars and motorcycles. He looked, again, like a pretty solid guy, whatever that means when you look at pictures of people.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter have already started.
Have they?
Yeah, Ron Howard said, no more Tony Scott movies, tragic day. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities have taken to Twitter. Dane Cook said, devastated by the death of Tony Scott, just watched True Romance, one of my top five favorite movies ever, a few nights ago.
Mm-hmm. He was a big friend of Jerry Bruckheimer's, and they worked together on Beverly Hills Cop 2. The company called Scott Free Productions, he and his brother. They were working on a film called Killing Lincoln, which is based on Bill O'Reilly's book. And they produced that TV show Numbers. They are the producers of The Good Wife. Produced The Battle of Gettysburg for the History Channel. And he was really one of the first people to direct films, television, and commercials, which is not something that most of these companies do.
It looked like he suffered from depression, because people have been mentioning on Twitter that he had, that depression is real, blah, blah, blah. So maybe he was
always
plagued with that.
Depression is real. So having said that, moving into another area where people, you understand, or you try to understand what makes people do what they do and act as they act. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, speaking from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's been holed up for the past couple of months, called on President Obama to stop the witch hunt against WikiLeaks. See, I think this ought to be a campaign issue as well.
WikiLeaks? Now, why?
Because the information that has come out as a result, and he's one who underscores all of the things that are reprehensible, not all of them, but many of the things that are reprehensible about the people and the activities of government. And so for that, he's been hunted around the world. Sure, there are people who have accused him of rape or whatever other things. You mean to tell me that you don't think that stuff could be concocted? What's happened with Bradley Manning, the kid who is just sitting rotting in a jail? Why isn't he being tried? Where's his due process? This is, I'm telling you, this is a really serious sign of how sick our country is. And so Assange is worried about extradition to Sweden to answer some kind of, what is it, a sexual assault charge that's against him, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of that, whether that's true or not, it still doesn't take away from the essence of our needing to have information about things that have been covered up by the big bosses of government. And that's really what WikiLeaks is all about, exposing the true grit, if you will, the grittiness of government and how all of these people play off using your money. I think and the wars that we're in and the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, why things, you know, when it was first released, people said, you're putting American lives in danger. There's one, I mean, how can just sending our men and women to Afghanistan puts their lives in danger? Latest example of that, a service member killed after an Afghan security officer opened fire on him. Insider attacks have been going on. The attacks on American troops continue. Why are we still there? What is coming out of this that's any good for anybody, especially for Americans? The past 2 weeks, 20 U.S. troops have been killed, shot by Afghan soldiers or policemen. How is that of value to the United States, other than gives us somebody else not to like? Why? What are we putting our men and women's lives at risk for? There was no good reason for going into Iraq. There was a good reason for going into Afghanistan 10 years ago. But we fouled it up, screwed it up, messed it up. And now you got this. What's the reason, Jennifer? What do your friends say about this? Many of them who are still in the service. What do they say?
I think most of my friends are supportive of what we attempted to do. But I think as of maybe a few years ago, everybody's opinion shifted and said, okay, time to get out, time to come home, because there was just, there's no way to win a turf war over there, essentially. Right. And I think that's what we didn't plan on, is that this was not necessarily your typical war. This was a war without any...
There are no such things as typical wars.
Well, with a country, it's a typical war is with the country. This is like a gang war.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah, the gang is the Taliban and,
right,
and those who would support
them. It's not a war that we were used to fighting. Let's just put it that way.
It isn't a war that has any value to it right now, as far as I can see. It may have, at the beginning, trying to get Osama bin Laden, but now it's just a waste, complete waste of money, and more importantly, lives of people who have good intentions. As a kid who was 20 years old, graduated from high school, a year ago last spring from, I think it's Danvers, Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken, who was killed last week in Afghanistan. And you hear the stories about he volunteered to go out with a group to try to find the landmines, mm-hmm, because some of the Americans who have been killed by these landmines, same as what's happened in Iraq and elsewhere now. So he goes out, and the first mission he's on, he gets his head blown off.
Ugh.
And for what? He's a kid who just got out of high school. Why? What in the name of heavens do we have going on in our country where we think that kind of stuff is okay? To send out a kid who just got out of high school and have his head blown off by a roadside bomb. And at the end of the day, there's nothing that comes of this. Nothing. It's a crime against humanity, a crime against our soldiers, a crime that we should be filing charges against the people who have brought us into this and keep us there. I think it's extraordinarily unpatriotic and extraordinarily unnecessary. Another soldier killed by Afghanistani security officers. Another one of our soldiers put to death. For what reason? You tell me. You think it makes sense? 800-510-8255. Food for thought. Top topics of the day. Serious stuff. Monday morning, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or a five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
800-510-8255. Let's talk to Thomas listening in Louisiana on the war. Go ahead, Thomas. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Well, good morning. I agree with you on these issues about Afghanistan. I mean, this goes back to the Vietnam days. I mean, it seems to be about money. I mean, what else could it be? It's very unpatriotic. We're throwing away fine young men and women's lives, and for what? Is it the interest of money?
Yeah, it's the interest in the. What's it about? Is what Eisenhower talked about when he left office and warned Kennedy, beware of the military-industrial complex. All of the wars that we've got ourselves into have done nothing except enrage most people have a conscience and enrich the people who are the makers of the war machinery. Ships.
Absolutely. I mean, we go back to the Jim Wright days out in Fort Worth when he was a power broker on the Hill.
Yep.
Companies like General Dynamics and LTV prospered tremendously.
Yep. There's so much corruption, Thomas. It is amazing. And this ought to be in the top five of issues being discussed by the various campaigners. All right. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. You're listening to the Monday Overview. Top topics, things you didn't know were going on. We've got that info for you here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is my favorite political story of the week. There was a report on the political website that the choice of Paul Ryan has not helped Mitt Romney with Hispanic voters. So let's see. The whitest guy in the country picks the whitest guy in Congress from the whitest state in the union, Wisconsin, and that's not helping Hispanics? I am stunned. What could have gone wrong? What happened? Really? And hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants lined up in cities all across the country this week to receive work permits under President Obama's amnesty program. Well, except in Arizona, where Governor Brewer refused, telling the state's agencies not to grant driver's licenses to any illegal aliens. And of course, many illegals who showed up were very disappointed. What could they do? They got back in their cars and drove back to work. You know, so.
This is cool, you guys. NASA has discovered a new galaxy that creates two new stars every day. Yeah, I'm not sure what the galaxy's name is, but I think we can rule out American Idol.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Well, who won last year?
Oh.
There you go. Hey, thank you. There you go.
Nice. Amusing. I mean, I always have to break up some of the reality with some fun. Jay Leno is having a problem with the Tonight Show. In that advertisers are not supporting...
It's actually not advertisers. I did a little research on this. So if you didn't hear the story, on Friday, the Tonight Show downsized. They cut 20 staffers at least, and yes. Jay Leno took what they said is a tremendous pay cut to save as many people's jobs as he could. And ratings are still, I mean, he, and most nights, he's number one. He beats Letterman most nights.
Right.
And they even said, I thought his advertising was off, but they even said his advertising was right where it was supposed to be. But Comcast, the cable giant who went in and bought NBC, mm-hmm. I guess is going through every property that they've purchased and have made them do all these cuts so that it's becoming more profitable for Comcast.
Ah, swell.
Yeah.
So, Johnny Carson would have told him to kiss his you-know-what if he'd been there, but Leno wants to keep the show going.
Yeah, and this is to Jay Leno's credit. You know, he took a lot of heat over the Conan O'Brien standoff.
Yep.
But the fact that he was willing to take a pay cut to save people's jobs, I mean, that just shows you he's a good guy. Yeah. I think he's a good guy.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And Comcast, another big corporate entity, like your friends at Time Warner, these huge companies that have gotten that way by just buying out and I mean, this is part of capitalism that is ugly. The unbridled capitalism isn't something that I'm a big fan of. I like the fact that we have in this country, although less and less of the ability to start a business, the idea of freedom. And taking little ideas and making them work, You know, there are all kinds of ways of creating your own business. But when it gets to the point that it's so big and so huge, and the military stuff is a perfect example of that as well. All these companies that are so big and they now can influence politics so much because they can buy and basically support any candidate. Man, I can't imagine who is supporting this guy, Todd Akin of Missouri, who's running for the Senate. If this is supposedly a tight race. Mrs. Is it McCaskill, the lady whose husband was the senator and then she ran and got in? She's very vulnerable. Claire McCaskill, thank you, Evan. So this guy is talking about what he referred to as legitimate rape. Well, you want to?
Yeah.
I don't. You know, I describe that. I don't have as much credibility as you do.
Well,
in this.
Basically, what he said is that when a woman is being raped, her body puts up some sort of line of defense. So he didn't understand.
Huh?
Yeah, he didn't understand why that it doesn't happen very often. When you're raped, you don't get pregnant. I guess this is in his argument against abortion, which. If you want to isolate, like, everybody, including Republican women, good job, sir. Good
yeah,
job.
Man. This guy can get three votes from any
and
women.
And a smack, I would say.
What a ridiculous statement. All right,
legitimate
so
rape.
We're going through the top items of the day here on Good Day 28 After the Hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The idea of opaque hotel booking sites, you know, places like Priceline, well, they've been around for a while. But there are some new developments in this technology, and here's how you can maximize your savings. Priceline has a new option in its booking engine. Along with the traditional name your own price, there's also an Express Deals tab that lets you search by city and star rating. What you get? Discounted prices and general locations, but not the actual name of the hotel. This option is similar to Hotwire's Hot Rates model, Travelocity's Top Secret Hotels, and Expedia's Unpublished Rates Hotels. The catch is, of course, that you have to pay in full, which is non-refundable, to take advantage of the deal. So how can you get the best hotel for that discounted rate? You have to do your own due diligence about the properties in the areas and what amenities they offer. That way you get a sense of which hotels you're actually dealing with before you make your deal, and then how much they normally cost. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else? Like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, one subject note.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Day better so far. It doesn't sound like
we're doing,
playing a good job with that.
Tough weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I went to see a couple of movies over the weekend.
Oh, what'd you see?
I went to see the Bourne movie, which was good.
Any good? Jeremy Renner do?
He's okay. He's not Matt Damon.
Matt Damon's
his thing.
Yeah, right. But the story was good. A lot of action, as you can expect. And I thought it was a good storyline. I thought it was okay, actually. If they bring Matt Damon back into it, then it has even more, I think, hooch to it, frankly. Mm-hmm. And then there is Hope Springs with Meryl Streep. I thought it was going to be a comedy.
I don't want to see that. No.
But it's sad. It's really...
happy ending, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a good happy ending, but just a sad... It's reality. You know, you got to... I was saying to Meredith, you look at how many people are so unhappy in their marriages and how many men are in denial and women are in denial. And so when you dig around in that, it becomes uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the way you fix things. Oftentimes when people get uncomfortable about stuff, that's when they get fixed. A lot of things going on outside your home, inside your home, make you uncomfortable. You're going to fix them. That's
something
the way
to remember, because sometimes we forget everybody has problems.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people make it look like they are just sailing on cloud nine, but everybody's got something.
Right. Okay. So here's this sort of political side. I hesitate because I don't like to do politics on the Good Day program, but sometimes you have to sort of get onto the fringe.
Especially during an election year.
Right.
Everybody's talking about it. It's hard.
So
it's hard
on the social media sites that are connected to us, Twitter and Facebook, Jennifer watches all that. I'm going to have her give you a report or an update. But we were talking about having a question on there about this lunchtime state dinner and how dramatically obvious this is as a political stunt. 50 children from across the country gathering at the White House for the first state dinner, a luncheon, hosted by Mrs. Obama for 54 children ages 8 to 12 who are winners of the Healthy Lunchtime Challenge, which asked children and their parents to create original nutritious lunch recipes representing each of the food groups. 1,200 children around the country entered. The idea is cool. It's great.
Yeah, I actually like that.
Right. Big time rush from Nickelodeon, and a tour of the White House is what they're going to get. But, again, putting aside the merits of this being good, the photo op, the news coverage, how you're not going to pay attention to 54 children going through the White House and getting a dinner, and it's going to get a lot of news time. Oh, isn't that sweet? The Obamas are so wonderful. They're bringing those children into the White House. This is the people's home, yada, yada, yada. I'm all for the government working on the challenge that we have of childhood obesity, as long as it's done in a way, as she's done a great job, credible job. But this so smacks and smells of politics.
Well, it's
that
timing.
It's nauseous.
She has been consistent with her message over the last 4 years. I will give them that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. So, what question do we ask on Twitter? Is this lunchtime dinner for a lunchtime thing for these 54 children a political stunt?
Okay. We'll put that up right now. Mm. Also, if you want a little social media news,
yes.
I will tell you what is trending right now on Yahoo, because I always like to see what people are talking about as we start the weekend. It's pretty light and fluffy, so we need to do that. We need to lighten things up anyway. Number one trending now is Bruce Willis. The reason for this is there was a big study by Space.com. If what Bruce Willis did in the movie Armageddon really happened, would it really save the Earth? And that was plant a nuclear bomb in an asteroid that was headed towards Earth. And the people at Space.com...
why'd that come up now?
Have no idea. People at Space.com said that would have been... It wouldn't have worked just quite as beautifully as it did in the movie Armageddon.
How do they know?
A bunch of people studied it.
Who? What? How do you... Right. Come
Who
on.
Knows? Yeah, it's just exactly. A fluffy story. Number two trending at Yahoo right now, Chuck Norris. That's for his role in The Expendables.
Yeah.
Number three is Kim Kardashian, because today would have been her first wedding anniversary.
Isn't that
quite
sweet?
Happen.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we send? I don't
Who
know.
Cares?
Number four, Robert Pattinson, his movie Cosmopolis opened.
Cosmopolis? That too?
Yeah. And number five is Facebook stock, and that is because today it is worth $19, which is half the value of its initial offering.
All right, so this kid Pattinson is not a big fan of the tabloids, apparently.
No.
He said, quote, "The tabloid industry does terrible things for the world. It makes people stupid." He was, let's see here. People say tabloids are about escapism and people have to get away from the misery of the world. No, he said, "People are lazy and they don't want to try. Every time I've looked at a magazine like that, I've regretted it. I gain nothing from it, and neither does anybody else." Boo! When it comes to the press and paparazzi, he said the annoying thing is that you can't attack them, but you can't defend yourself either against them. The best thing you can possibly do is punch a paparazzi and give them their big payday. Good for him.
A la Alec Baldwin, apparently.
Yeah. Good for him. I have a lot more. I was not really, I thought he wasn't much, but I've...
He's handled this whole thing in a
very
classy
way. Very mature. Yep, very, very good. Here is a problem in the Midwest. The residents of Featherville, Idaho, this morning, out. They were forced to evacuate as a wildfire encroaches on their town. It's the so-called Trinity Ridge Fire. Worst fire in years in Idaho, approaching from a couple of different fronts, Jennifer, apparently. Residents, this is a town on the top of a mountain, home and businesses in imminent danger, and so the backfires are being set to try to clear out some of the timber, if you will. And so this fire thing continues. Started in Colorado, there have been fires in Wyoming, I think, too, right? If I'm not mistaken, three or four different states have had real problems this year with the fires, and the drought somewhat continues, not as bad. It's been, if anything, very wet in some areas of the east now that were affected, not greatly by this, but we've just had a lot of rain now, and it's affecting me as a farmer in the drought on one hand affects you, the rain on the other hand affects you. It's be nice if we could find a happy medium. What happened to those beautiful days we used to have? 6.5 good days, and on the half day, the weather rested and gave us rain. What happened to those days?
I never knew that that was an official rule from Mother Nature, huh?
Really?
I missed that in the rule book, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you take care of the trending things, both of our social media. We don't really mess around. Pinterest doesn't, it's good, kind of cool. I've noticed a lot more interest in the business side, like LinkedIn, trying mm-hmm. to get subgroups there. Are you a member of LinkedIn?
I sure am, yeah.
Yeah, do you notice a lot of the subgroups?
They have a lot of subgroups, a lot of discussion boards about all kinds of things. I know in our industry there's a lot of radio groups.
Right,
You know, it's fun to keep track of what people are doing.
How many people think this was going to happen sooner or later? Lawyers, the big lawyers who racked up a lot of money taking on the tobacco industry, now have decided they have a new foe, the food business, food manufacturers, as opposed to food growers, because there's a big difference between food that's manufactured and food that is grown, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
There are a dozen attorneys who brought in a lot of money filing suits against PepsiCo, for example, in the last couple of months, saying that these food makers are misleading customers with their packaging. The food industry has dismissed the claims, but they lawyers say they're going after them, and they're looking for billions of dollars in class lawsuits.
Something you said here, I have to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Misleading on their packaging. Generally, we know, and we've been told, if it does have packaging, that's kind of misleading. And it's, I mean, most stuff that you want to buy that's going to be organic and healthful for you doesn't necessarily have packaging.
Yeah. Well,
am I right?
Yeah, I mean, healthy choice. Good example. All the colors and the beautiful looks of the food that's inside there. It's not a healthy choice at all. It's garbage.
There you go.
It may be
a healthier choice than what's next to it on the shelf.
Yeah, right. And healthier than bologna and pastrami and, you know,
bologna.
Salami. Bologna. Study out this morning suggesting more young American college graduates, as of the end of the school year in May, join the military after discovering that work is nearly impossible to find. The Navy, for example, Jennifer, saw 60% more enrollees with college degrees this year than they've gone back and checked the records to 2007. Many of these young men and women face a real problem, and so they find this is a career path. And they, when they went into college, didn't think they'd pursue it, but when they get out, they're not finding anything, so let's go. I've been trained, as one kid interviewed, I was trained as an electrical engineer. Thought I'd be working with gadgets making robotic things. Instead, I enlisted in the Navy. Both of his parents are out of work. Wow.
Huh.
Why isn't that guy out there campaigning? Right?
Yep.
That's the face of America at the moment, folks. Not a pretty picture either. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday morning. Jennifer and I are doing our thing in this hour with the top topics. Ryan Lochte is in the news again. It seems there is not, since the Olympics, who knew who this guy was before the Olympics?
I had no idea.
Never heard of
him a month
before.
Ago who this guy was. And now he's already on my last nerve.
He's on your last nerve?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, he's trying to, I don't know if you heard, he has this catchphrase, and he says, ja, instead of yeah, ja.
Right.
And so now he's trying to make some money off of this. According to TMZ, he's filed trademark documents to use that word on sunglasses and gift cards, DVDs, drinking glasses, swimsuits, all this stuff. So not only might he be the new bachelor, but lucky ladies, you could be married to a man that says ja all the time.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Really?
I'd either have to stab my ears out with a pencil or maybe choke them. I don't know.
So, in general, what do you think people, women, young women, what do young women think of this guy? Or maybe even older?
I thought he was adorable. When I first saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. He's got those dimples. But then I learned a few things. I learned, number one, that he was wearing a grill, which is the little gold-plated teeth thing when he was swimming.
Yeah.
And they had to, they asked him to take it out, the Olympic officials. That was strike one. I was like, the grill, a little flashy.
Really?
Then he really wants to do The Bachelor and be a TV star, which makes you think, he's looking for a lot of fame. And then this one where he wants to do ja, and the fact that he even says ja, really just irritates
me. That's what I have my, I have my beats in a ja.
My ja.
There's a
next
face,
to where I park my
face
car.
In a ja. All right, so I'm confused. I'm a fan of Jessica Biel, as you know.
I've
seen a couple of interesting reports here. One of them that she has no date set for her wedding. The other one is that she got married.
Yeah.
What's the story?
No one really seems to know what's going on.
Well, is that good or is that...
Well, reports over the weekend have her saying that she didn't even know when her wedding was.
Right.
She hasn't had time to plan it.
Right.
And that when she does plan it,
uh-huh,
that she's going to let Justin Timberlake do it because she's not a detail person.
Right.
But this weekend, the Daily Mail is reporting that they have just pulled a fast one on everybody and that they tied the knot in Wyoming, Jackson Hole, over the weekend.
Really?
That's where they got engaged last year. And people say that they got, I guess the town resident said that their wedding ceremony on Saturday at a private estate.
Isn't that sweet?
So, who knows? We don't know yet. They could
they're
be
both likable.
They
I think they're both very likable characters.
I do, too. And I just don't see them together.
Yeah. Well, he seems to like, she seems almost,
she seems too serious.
Maternal, in a sense. That's the way, she's been very active. She's been in really good roles since she was in her early 20s. And but the kinds of things that she seems again, how do you know somebody? You get these crazy stories of these nut birds in these entertainment media, and you don't really know what the story is at all. Justin Timberlake, I saw a promotion for a new movie, was at the movies this weekend, that he's in. And he comes across as being extraordinarily likable.
Yeah.
And I think you said she's serious, whether...
I don't know if I see them together. Seems more like fun, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they always say opposites attract.
Oh, they say that about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, too, right?
Yeah.
You see them together?
Ugh.
51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're at 53 minutes after the hour. Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen, and our overview of what's going on in your life. Technology is big, and there are a number of things that are floating around today that are kind of cool and connected. Diane Swanson sent us an email that basically was reflective. I should say this for later on, actually. The Healthy Cow song. A happy cow is a healthy cow, and that ain't no bull.
I like it.
All right, so we have Shelley Palmer, who is our technology reporter, standing by. We've all heard of distracted driving, but distracted dining? This has to do with, I think, a follow-up on our Friday conversation regarding, wasn't it a restaurant in Washington or New York? One of those cities, seems to me.
Oh, yeah.
Offering a 10% discount.
California.
If you keep your, it may have been California. If you keep your phone off or, like, deposited in a box at the door when you come in. So Shelley's going to go through that and some other news that's important regarding technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, a supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind, yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we've all heard of distracted driving, but distracted dining? One Los Angeles restaurant thinks talking and tapping away at phones during meals is a big enough problem that they're offering customers a 5% discount to turn in their phones before being seated. The owner of Eva Restaurant, Mark Gold, says it's not even about annoying other guests, it's about creating the right ambiance. Eva is home and we want to create that environment of home and we want people to connect again, Gold says. It's rare to see technology use discouraged these days. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Businesses plaster their windows with stickers advertising their Facebook and Twitter profiles and encourage customers to check in on Foursquare and give good reviews on Yelp. As technology continues to become faster, more mobile, and more prevalent, I wonder if this kind of backlash is going to become more common too. Would you give up your phone for a discount or extra service? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else, like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, one subject notebooks for just a penny with a $5 purchase. Staples, that was easy. Valid on select SKUs while supplies last. Limit 6. Ends 8/25/12.
Couple of items from DougStefan.com that have to do with technology. The bullies of yesterday teasing children on the playgrounds and in schools. The circumstances today, Jennifer, children that are mean hide themselves behind the mask of social media. So we go to a Minnesota high school where a senior there has had enough of online bullying. And he is doing something about it. His name is Kevin Kerwick. He started an anonymous Twitter account singling out fellow classmates for their gifts and achievements and successes. Unlike online bullies, Kevin came out and revealed that he was behind these nice tweets. And now the idea is spreading to schools all around the country. He called one student a great artist, but an even better friend. He gives credit to people, and as I said, originally it was anonymous, and now he's come out. This is a strong thing, a strong statement. Seems to me something to be supported, ought to be something that we talk a little bit about. Maybe we ought to try to find this kid, supporting those at good grades, et cetera, et cetera. Good for him. Kevin Kerwick, our person of the day here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.